Ah, hello, Mr. Smith. You're ready? Yeah, I see that you've stripped down to your boxers. I just think it's more polite to ask. It's not much of an icebreaker, I know. Yeah, you're right. The two of us have been doing this for quite some time now. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. It's our 8th time. Okay. After 8 years, we really don't need an icebreaker anymore. You're a veteran. You're a pro. Yeah, you're right there. It is good that there was never any grounds for concern. Well, shall we get to it then? Great. Let me get my dermatoscope and my trusty ballpoint pen. Hmm? Oh, yeah, you're ticklish. Oh, I forgot, sorry. Well, I have to use something to mark the moles I want to have a closer look at, don't I? Yeah, but soft tips and Sharpie smudge, and they often have an ink that causes skin irritation. Ballpoints do the job just fine. And to be completely honest, they're cheap. Also, be glad I don't use a pencil. Then you would have reason to complain. True, but for those who'd run away, I'd probably attract the wholly new group of patients for all the wrong reasons. We'll just stick to the ballpoint then, yeah? Good. As always, we start with the front. Okay, that one is fine. That one, let me look. Is that new? No? Then that doesn't interest me either, but this one here we'll have a look at. It has a distinctive shape. I say that every year, huh? Well, at least I'm consistent. But seriously, it's good that on closer inspection, it never was reason for concern. All the more reason to keep an eye on it. Let's see. This one on your toe, I'd like to look at that too. Another old acquaintance, is it? Well, let's keep up the friendship then. This will be difficult to mark, though. Can you maybe... So I can... Oh, great. You remember how we managed it last time? Ah, yeah, that'll work. Good man for remembering that. Okay, I think that's it with the front. Let's do the back. Okay, this one on the neck we'll look at. You know, that birthmark here on your shoulder blade, by the way, is called a café au lait macule. Coffee with milk. Oh, I say that every year too, Did I also tell you that it's commonly abbreviated CALM? C-A-L-M? Every year since year two, huh? Well, it seems to me I have to get a bit more variety into my patient talk while doing this. But honestly, it's all just idle chit-chat to ease the patient's mind. It's awkward to stand half-naked while someone inspects every square centimeter of your skin. Yeah, you're the veteran. You don't need it anymore. Okay. Well, the back sides of your legs also look fine. Okay, then, please remove your boxers so we can quickly check the rest. Then you can put the boxers back on again and go to the room next door for the high-res photos. Yeah, I know. You know the drill. Well, boxers off then. We'll start with the back. Come on. Oh, you have freckles on your cheeks. What? I say that every year too. Well, I'm so predictable, it's terrible. Okay, but how about this? I have a thing for freckles. I haven't told you that before, I take it. Well, there you go. Okay, that one's good too. You know, my dad used to say that beauty is quantifiable. Just count the freckles. He probably meant counting the ones on the face, though. But I wouldn't mind starting the count right here. Want to know one more thing I haven't told you before? You have a really nice ass, Mr. Smith. That shut him up. Oh my God. I love that. Oh, I love that. But in all seriousness, as I said, the rest is fine. Please turn around so I can ask my usual question about whether you notice any changes in the skin of your genitals. Why can't you turn around? A minute? For what? What's the problem? You're the pro. Just turn around. Oh, I see. No. Don't apologize. I shouldn't have said that. It was inappropriate. Though I must admit, I didn't expect that tiny little bit of teasing would have such a not at all tiny effect. Oh no, please don't be embarrassed. It is nothing I haven't seen before. Though I must say, it is just as nice as your ass. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh God, I'm just teasing you. You must admit, it's a bit funny, maybe a little bit. Okay, good. I'm glad you see it that way. I like your sense of humor. Well, okay. Now, I think our examination is done, but I can't very well send you next door in the state you're in. I think my medical assistant would have a heart attack, poor girl. Yes, of course, it will go away on its own after a while, but I need this room for the next patient, so we can't wait forever. Why are you laughing? Well, you're damn right, jerking off here is not an option. I can't have you make a mess here. You could always just come in my mouth, though. Have you ever known me not to be serious? I am so serious. If you're willing. Thought so. Come here. Let me just adjust the height of my... Okay. Perfect. Now, let's get down to business. Pun intended. You know, I usually like to start by gently and slowly licking up and down your shaft. Like this. But unfortunately, we don't have time for that. Next, I normally tease the tip a bit with my tongue, like this. Good, yeah. Well, it's too bad we don't have time for that either. But how about this? I like to suck the tip while giving the rest a few proper pumps with my hand. Oh, we have found something you really like, judging by those moans. Yes, I believe you like that. Do you want me to do it again? I love that shiver in your voice. Let's hear it again. Say please. Very, very good. Yeah, and I love how much control I have over you when I have your cock in my mouth. You're much less cheeky than usual. And you love it too. As I said, that's what I normally do, but we don't have time for that, as you know. We need you to come as fast as possible. I need this room. Speaking of cheeky, maybe it would speed up the process if I gently rake my nails over your butt cheeks. Oh, he likes that. And down the sides of your thighs. Just so we're clear, Mr. Smith, I don't do that for all my patients, but you're special. Oh, no, not because of your freckles. Well, not only. I have fantasized about doing this to you for the last 8 years. But you shut up now. Your only job is to come. Can you do that for me? Good. What if next I show you some real enthusiasm? Brace yourself. Yes, I can feel you getting close. More. Yes, you're getting really close, Freckles. But for the grand finale, I show you a special trick of mine. Oh, you're shivering on the thought of that alone. Well, how can I resist teasing you a bit? Unless you say, please? That's nice. Here we go. You like that, huh? You want more? Say, please. You're gonna come? Yes. Come for me, Freckles. Come in my mouth. Doctor's orders. Give me all you got. Nice. Well done. Okay. Can you stand? You're a bit shaky. Okay. good. And now, you be a good boy and put your boxers back on. And when you feel up for it, go to the room next door so my assistant can take the photos of the moles I marked. Oh, before I forget, while I examined your wonderful cock at such close range, I noticed that you have freckles on there too. These are difficult to examine, so I really want to repeat this examination with time. There's that shivering breath again. When you're on the way out, tell Elaine at the reception to book an appointment for treatment BJ2. She'll know what to do. Good boy, Mr. Smith. Hmm? Oh, I said, goodbye, Mr. Smith.